Time now for this week's Goofy. Remember when the Canadian government announced $600 million in media subsidies? I mean, I, like many others, question the independence of any media outlet on the receiving end. But it doesn't seem like that's enough. I mean, at the very least, how can the media on the receiving end question with any credibility subsidies to another well-connected group, maybe the auto industry, aerospace, companies like Bombardier? I mean, for years, many in the media decried big money influence from unions and corporations and politics. How is accepting tens of millions of dollars from government any different? I mean, it's incredible that the government interference comes at a time when the media's credibility is being so aggressively questioned. I just find it flabbergasting. Now, to their credit, by the way, many commentators in the media have weighed in with their concern, some with their disgust. But this week's announcement as to who's going to decide which media outlets gets the money, I think has outdone even the most cynical. I mean, when the plan was first announced, I remember the National Post's Andrew Coyne wrote, "I don't actually think the government will appoint a group of card-carrying liberal hacks to the independent panel that decides who gets the money." Well, he was wrong. This week we found out there are 8 groups, of course, all in favor of the liberal plan. But they've also chosen, I mean, this is what I think blew people away, and I think it illustrates the depth of the cynicism of the federal liberals, is the choice of Unifor, the largest private sector union who is currently running an anti-conservative party campaign. They're going to choose which media outlets. Unifor, under Jerry Diaz, is arguably the most partisan, biggest money political group in the country. They have actively, openly been campaigning against the conservatives. I mean, in November, they unveiled their resistance campaign with the words right across it, Andrew Scheer's worst nightmare. How can they suggest that this is going to be sort of an independent panel? I know, when questioned, the Liberals and Unifor offered up some drivel about, you know, democracy needs a free and independent press. Well, as if anointing a highly partisan union to help decide who gets a piece of $600 million tax dollars is part and parcel of a free and independent press. I mean, it's brazenly, brazenly cynical. I'll leave the last word to Andrew Coyne, who summed it up by saying, "This is the most serious threat to the independence of the press in this country in decades."